أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفرأيتم اللات والعزى ومناة الثالثة الأخرى ألكم الذكر وله الأنثى تلك إذا قسمة ضيزى إن هي إلا أسماء سميتموها أنتم وآباؤكم ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان إن يتبعون إلا الظن وما تهوى الأنفس ولقد جاءهم من ربهم الهدى أم للإنسان ما تمنى فلله الآخرة والأولى صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى addresses the Quraysh of Makkah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to them, أَفَرَأَيْتُمُ اللَّاتَ وَالْعُزَّى وَمَنَاةَ الثَّالِثَةَ الْأُخْرَى, that do you consider Lat and Uzza and Manat, the third, the other, do you have any consideration for them? You have venerated them. Who is Lat, who is Uzza, and who is Manat? Lat, Uzza, and Manat were three of the more famous and venerated idols in and around Makkah Mukarrama. Ulama have stated that Lat was an idol that was venerated by the people of Ta'if, the Banu Thaqif tribe. Uzza was more venerated by the people of Makkah Mukarrama, and they believed that Uzza was the most superior amongst all the idols. Manat was an idol that was venerated by the Aws and Khazraj. And hence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now takes the names of these idols, because they used to say with regards to these idols, وَاللَّاتُ وَالْعُزَّى وَمَنَاتُ الثَّالِثَةِ الْأُخْرَى هَاُولَاءِ الْغَرَانِيقِ وَإِنَّ شَفَاعَتَهُنَّ لَتُرْتَجَى, that with regards to Lat and Uzza and Manat, they used to say that these are cranes. Hence, cranes carry a person or carry things from one place to another. So certainly their shafa'at, their intercession is hoped. And in this way they used to venerate and used to pray to them. Some narrations even indicate that like how Baytullah was built for these idols, specific homes were built also like the Baytullah. And in that way they venerated these idols, they worshipped these idols, they slaughtered their animals and they sacrificed for these idols. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now asked them, what is this consideration with regards to these idols? أَلَكُمُ الذَّكَرُ وَلَهُ الْأُنْثَى. We know that the Quraysh of Makkah detested having girls born to them, and hence they preferred only male offspring. But they used to say that these gods of theirs, this Lat, Uzza and Manat, they are feminine, and they are the daughters of Allah Rabbul Izzat wa Na'udhu Billah. They used to say that the Malaika are the daughters of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Rabbul Izzat asked the question now, that is it that for you, you have male offspring, and then for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they be female offspring? Of course, there is no offspring ever that could be attributed to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So hence hypothetically here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking their language, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is questioning them, that you love boys, but you give the girls and you attribute the girls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Can there be any consideration in what you are saying? Tilka idhan qismatun dhiza, and that is a very unjust division or distribution that you have made. You distributed and you have taken the boys for yourself and given the girls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, in this manner, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala brings about some sanity in this whole disbelief of the Quraysh of Makkah Mukarrama, and more especially the Quraysh, however, the Arabs in general. In hiya illa asma'un sammaytumuha. The truth and the reality of these idols is nothing but names that you have given them. There is no other reality to it. That you venerate Lat, you honor Lat, you honor Uzza, you honor Manat. What are you really honoring? You have given them names, your forefathers have named them, and now you venerate only a mere name. That if that Lat, that idol has to fall, then obviously you will take another bit of stone and you will put it together and you will call that lat. So hence, the truth of and reality of it is that there is nothing but just names that you have given to these idols and there is nothing more to it. There is no internal, there is no external force that it has, there is no power that it has to intercede in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all this is absolute senseless, but just names that are left. And hence Allah says, مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ بِهَا مِن سُلْطَانٍ. Allah Rabbul Izzat didn't reveal any form of testimony, any form of authority with regards to these names that you have given. In other words, it is not from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now you want them to intercede in the courts of Allah. You want them to bring you closer to Allah. It is not from Allah. Hence, it will not be accepted. إِن يَتَّبِعُونَ إِلَّا الظَّنَّ وَمَا تَهُوَ الْأَنفُسِ. The truth and the reality is this, that they do not follow but the very base thoughts, the very, very unfounded thoughts that they have. It is, this word dhan actually is used in opposition or against, in opposite to the word yaqeen. Yaqeen means conviction. Yaqeen means that a person is convinced with regards to something. Dhan is an absolute baseless thought. They have this absolute baseless thought with regards to these idols, with regards to their intercession in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا تَهُوَ الْأَنفُسِ. And the second thing that they follow is their own vain and baseless desires that they have. In other words, it is absolutely baseless, never acceptable. وَلَقَدْ جَاءَهُمْ مِنْ رَبِّهِمُ الْهُدَىٰ. And the most important aspect is this, that hidayat has come to them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah had sent Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent this Quran in their language. They were the best people that would have understood the Quran Sharif if only they had taken heed. So in the light of the hidayat that was around, in the light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah that had descended upon the people of Makkah by way of Quran, by way of Nubuwat, they left and they shunned all that, and now they have taken Lat, Uzza and Manat as gods. So what consideration have they had? Did they ever think about it? Is there any logic in it? Absolutely baseless thoughts, absolutely baseless desires that they had with regards to the worship of these idols. Am lil insani ma tamanna. Is it that for man is whatever he desires? They want the good of this world, they want the good of the hereafter. Are they going to get it when they have left Allah, when they have left the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when they have disconnected themselves from Allah, disconnected from Allah, connected themselves to these idols? How are they going to receive the good of this world? فَلِلَّهِ الْآخِرَةُ وَالْأُولَىٰ. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the good of the hereafter and also this world. Oh, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs all good, the last and the first of all of it. Everything, all of it belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is again a very, very important lesson for us also. Let us disconnect from our own baseless, vain desires that we have. Let us disconnect from our own baseless thoughts that we have. Connect ourselves with Allah by bringing proper iman in Allah, proper yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we will find that there will be good, whether it is now in this world, whether it is in the hereafter, whether it is in the qabr, we will find the rahmah of Allah descending upon us. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.